7:32 this morning with Aaron Keck here on 97.9 The Hill. Good morning, AJ here with you. And coming up this weekend, it is the 44th annual ENA Fest, and we are joined on the air this morning by Greg Bell, ENA Fest director. Greg, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, AJ. Thanks for having me.
This week, we've got the 44th annual ENA Fest, which, I mean, 44, that's been around for quite a long time now that you're looking at all of a sudden seeing that big 4-4 right out in the front of it. So congratulations on that to start off with.
Well, thank you very much. We started out in 1980 as a grassroots folklife festival and kind of haven't looked back since. I'm sort of looking ahead to next year with that big 4-5 and kind of thinking what we'll do to top all of the previous 44.
And you're super close. In just 5 more years, you can be to 50. So.
Oh, sure, boy.
He's like, don't want to think about that yet.
No, so that's, I'm already tired.
There's several in the way here before we get there. All right, so this year, of course, the ENA Fest, it's 44th annual, and then we're going to be hosting, is it 65 artists on 4 separate stages over the 2 days?
It's at least 4 stages, and I think 65 is about where we ended. I've lost track, honestly, in the last week or two.
So that's going to be taking place this Saturday, the 1st, and then on Tuesday, the 4th, so split out there over 2 days. You're going to be having music, but there's also going to be regional crafts. So talk a little bit about some of the other things other than the music they're going to be on offer.
Well, we've got we feature a regional juried craft show, meaning that the artists are selected and curated and have to have a certain standard of quality of work and artistic expression. And it's a limited area because we are rooted in this region. So the craft artists all have to be from the Carolinas, Virginia, Tennessee, and Georgia. But everything from glass to pottery, of course, being North Carolina, jewelry, paper, you name it, if it's a handicraft or a fine art medium, we've got it out there. We also feature a lot of hands-on activities. There are several fiber arts demonstrations out there, weaving, carding, so you can understand some of the processes that go into these crafts. And of course, the ever-popular hands-on clay area will be running. And so people, kids of all ages, can try on their hand at a pottery wheel or just making things by hand.
And, of course, the important parts of the event, the food and beverages. So what are we looking at when we're talking about that?
Oh, yes. So we've got about 20 different food trucks and local vendors. Vimala's Curry Blossom is back again, one of our stalwarts. The Palace International with their wonderful West African food. We've got healthy vegan options. We've got kosher options, halal options. We also have funnel cakes and deep fried Oreos and all those festival standards that you expect. And then in the beer garden, a variety of beers, ciders, kombuchas. We've got the Bojangles spiked iced tea this year.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a new product from Appalachian Mountain Brewery up near Boone.
Yes.
We have their ciders, but they partnered with the Bojangles Corporation. I haven't tried it yet either. But, you know, it's sort of like the deep fried Twinkie. You got to give it a go once, I guess.
As if Bojangles sweet tea wasn't addicting enough, and now they're adding booze to it. Great.
Exactly.
Awesome. Loving that. So now, speaking of tickets, obviously starting out this weekend, I would imagine by this point, tickets are limited and are probably pretty close to selling out.
We are continuing to sell them handily. We have removed the COVID-induced caps on our attendance, and so I actually do not expect them to sell out this
year. Oh, nice. Hey,
yes.
So if you want tickets, they are still available.
They
go get them now.
They are still available, but for your convenience and for ours, go ahead and buy them now in advance, and that'll save you a line when you show up the day of. I want to remind people that there is no parking at the festival itself, which is, of course, at the shaded and lovely West Point on the Eno City Park along the banks of the river. So parking is at Durham County Stadium, which is about a mile and a half north of I-85 on Duke Street. And you purchase your tickets there and get on the air-conditioned shuttle, and then that brings you smack dab into the middle of the festival.
Okay, yeah. I was actually going to ask about parking because I knew it wasn't available on-site. So you're going to be parking at Durham County Stadium, and then there'll be a bus running from there to the event.
Exactly.
Correct.
And
okay.
You can bring coolers, knapsacks, blankets, picnic tables. Well, I guess you could bring picnic tables, baskets.
If you wanted to lug one out there, yeah, good
exactly.
For you.
Yeah. The bus drivers are very helpful and friendly, and they'll help you with whatever ridiculous items you want to bring, unless it's a dog, pet, or an alcoholic beverage, in which case, please leave those at home.
And if you would like to get those tickets, make sure you head to enofest.org. So now, obviously, this isn't just an event that you put on and then we don't worry about what the money's going to. The money's going to a specific cause. So just tell us what the about the efforts of the Eno River Association to protect local natural resources.
Well, just briefly, the Eno River Association started up in the mid-1960s to try to protect the water quality of the Eno River. And by doing so, in those intervening years, we've created, I think, now 7, 8 regional parks, including West Point on the Eno, where the festival's held, Eno River State Park, Okanichi State Mountain area in Hillsboro, where we're about to help expand the state park immeasurably by inclusion of the old Okanichi Speedway and surrounding properties in the coming year or so. Also Penny's Bend, and our two newest gems in our crown, especially the most recently opened Panthers Branch Nature Preserve, just outside of Eflin. And we do more than just preserve land. We educate, we have programs in schools, we have summer camps currently running right now. We work with landowners, farmers, to proper stewardship techniques for their land. And of course, we advocate for the river, work against threats from development or improper uses, those sorts of things.
Talking with Greg Bell, Eno Fest director, on this morning with Aaron Keck here on 97.9 The Hill. And Greg, we're approaching the end of our time here, but is there anything else you would like to add before we let you go?
Well, we didn't even mention the music other than the numbers of
there was, yes. So who are some of the artists that are coming? You're right. I forgot to do that.
Tift Merritt is back from, I bulldozed over you. Tift Merritt is back for the first time in a decade or so, and I have no doubt she's known to most of our listeners. African American Dance Ensemble, of course, as usual. We've got great young bands this year, a lot of fusion-y, jazzy stuff, the Jonathan Scales Forkestra, the Sam Frybush Organ Trio. We've got Joseph Terrell from Mipso, working some of his solo material with a small group. Reunion of Bombadil, Hammer No More the Fingers, and this fabulous group called the Lover Boys, who are four veterans of the R&B soul scene, beautiful, beautiful singers singing together for the first time with a backing band of some of the most talented and hip younger performers as their ensemble.
All right, Greg Bell, Eno Fest director here on This Morning with Aaron Keck, 97.9 The Hill. Greg, thank you very much for coming in this morning. If you guys want to pick up tickets, just head to enofest.org. Again, that is happening this Saturday and then on Tuesday the 4th. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, AJ.